Today I'll present my research on this Tropic platform. It's a transactional resource orchestration platform in the cloud. And this is a collaboration work with AT&T Research. So first is motivation of our work. We know that these days, infrastructure as a service cloud is becoming more and more attractive to the users. And this IaaS cloud provides cloud infrastructure services ranging from VMs, virtual block devices, and VPNs. And it turns out that this model is widely adopted, and everybody knows EC2, which is the most representative example of IaaS cloud. So to actually build IaaS cloud, it requires cloud operators to do resource orchestration, and it involves provisioning, configuring, managing, and decommissioning a variety of different cloud resources. For example, to spawn a VM, to migrate it, and to destroy a VM after you use it, and to replicate and deallocate cloud storage, and to configure network resources. So to perform resource orchestration, we want to first identify the key challenges in doing this. So first one is robustness, which means that to guarantee orchestration robustness in the presence of a volatile cloud environment. So there are all kinds of cloud volatility in the cloud. And to give you some sense, suppose you request EC2 for a running VM. Typically, probably they will do these four steps under the cover before returning you a running VM. So probably they will first allocate an IP address on the router and to clone a VM image on the storage host and to then create the VM configuration file and finally start a VM. But due to resource volatility, like the software is buggy, hardware is unstable, this fourth step can fail anywhere. So suppose it fails the last step and this is an unexpected error. You won't get a VM, and worse, it's going to have wasted resources and even prevent you from spawning a VM with the same name. So from this very simplified example, we see that it is critical to ensure orchestration robustness when you manipulate the cloud resources. And the second challenge is safety, which means to enforce service and engineering rules when you orchestrate resources. This is to prevent any misconfigurations and misoperations. And because we know that the resources in the cloud are tightly coupled, there are dependencies, heavy dependencies across different various subsystems of resources. And once a safety rule is broken, this is a disaster, may lead to a disaster. Actually, the root cause of Amazon EC2 outage in last year is due to a very simple router misconfiguration when upgrading their network. So this is this demonstrates that we have to ensure these rules when we orchestrate the cloud. And third challenge is concurrency. We know that these days data centers tend to be in large scale, and the customers may come and go and do fast resource acquisition release. And this all leads to large amount of simultaneous operations. How can we better handle concurrency of resource orchestration without bringing any risk conditions is a very critical problem to deal with. So after identifying the key challenges, here comes our approach, which is Tropic. The key idea is fairly simple, which is that the orchestration become transactions. So why do we do this? Because transactions, like in traditional database, provides well-understood ACID properties. Here, ACID and the durability provides robustness, consistency, guarantee safety, and the isolation provides concurrent control when you orchestrate the resources. So the Tropic enables orchestration commands to be executed in a transactional style, such as the cloud service developers can focus on high-level cloud services without worrying about the complexities and other issues when you manipulate the underlying cloud resources. And this is the takeaway, one sentence takeaway message for this talk. So in this talk, in the interest of time, I'm going to focus on how Tropic provides robustness and safety and refer you to our paper for more details of the system design and the implementation. And here comes the Tropic architecture. Basically, we have a cloud consists of a variety of different resources. And on top of that is Tropic platform, which is divided into two layers. The first one is physical layer, where we have this physical data model. It models the cloud resources underlying and is responsible to manipulate the compute, storage, and network resources. And on top of that, we have another layer called a logical layer. Basically, in the logical layer, we have a logical data model, which is a replica of this physical data model. And there's a weak eventual consistency between the two layers. We note that this logical and physical layer separation is unique, entropic, to deal with this high volatility in the cloud. And in the logical layer, Tropic is responsible to do transaction scheduling, other things like concurrent control of transactions, and logical layer simulation to check for constraints, violations, which are covered in later slide. And also, when there are inconsistencies between two layers, Tropic will provide provide mechanisms to reconcile the cross-layer inconsistency between the two layers. And moreover, Tropic uses replicate components to provide high availability of the system. Basically, we run multiple controllers and use distributed queues to connect different components. In the interest of time, I will refer you to our papers for more details on the high availability design. Okay, here comes a little bit more details on Tropic. So first one is how it provides robustness of resource creation. So in the box, we show how a typical transaction is executed in Tropic. Basically, when the transaction begins, it will first execute the physical operations, and if there are any errors, transaction will be automatically aborted and rolled back by logging and undo actions. So in this case, in this way, it provides atomicity. So go back to our previous example. Suppose the final step fails due to, unknown reasons. If you put this fourth step within a transaction in Tropic, it will automatically roll back the transaction roll back the previous successful steps by first deleting the VM configuration file, delete the VM image, and deallocate the IP address. And the final effect to the cloud operators is that the system will be reverted to a state where the transaction begins, and it appears to them that there's nothing ever happens when the transaction is aborted. And the second thing is safety, how Tropic ensures safety. Basically, before Tropic performs physical orchestration commands, it will perform logical layer simulation on the logical data model to check whether there are any potential errors or constraint violations. So these constraints reflect service and engineering rules in resource orchestration. And here I give two examples. And this box shows some Python code, little bit Python code of how we can prevent the EC2 outage in 2011. And it turned out that Tropic can specify this constraint in very simple in Python style code in several lines. And Tropic provides a transactional layer for users to easily specify and manage all kinds of different safety constraints. And whenever you execute a transaction, these safety constraints will be automatically checked. So if there's any constraint violation, the constraints will be immediately aborted without even touch the underlying cloud resources. This is very good properties, right? So for the system implementation, we have implement Tropic prototype in Python and models a variety of different cloud resources. And we use Zookeeper to provide high availability. Here I want to highlight two different cloud resources we have developed within Tropic. The first one is similar to EC2 and is a mini one due to our limited given resources. We have a deployment in three data centers, in AT&T's data centers. The second service called Follow the Sun. Basically, this is a fancy name, right? Follow the Sun. And in this service, the context is that the cloud providers have a globally distributed data centers. So as this demo figure shows, we have a deployment in San Francisco data center and Chicago data center. So as the sun moves from, say, the East Coast to West Coast, the cloud provider may want to migrate their VM and services from the Chicago data center to San Francisco data center to provide better services to the users in the West Coast area, right? And in this, we can do a live migration of virtual machine, and we note that the IP address of VM is not changed, and all the ongoing network sessions is capped, there's no disruption, and the users will simply feel a lower latency after the migration is done. And what is more important is that when the migration encounters any unexpected errors, Tropic will automatically roll back this transaction by migrating the VM back to the source host after the transaction is aborted. So this is a very good property. So I want to highlight a few points in our evaluation. We tested with EC2 traces, and it demonstrates very high performance by managing up to 1.8 million VMs, and it provides constant transaction throughput as load even scale up. The overhead is low, and it provides transactional semantics always, even during controller failure and recovery. So to summarize, Tropic is a transactional orchestration platform, have very good properties, and we expect this platform to be able to help cloud developers to rapidly build more reliable and sophisticated cloud services. And we are currently planning a open source code release, and we are currently integrating this transactional feature into OpenStack platform. And another dimension of our work is to do automated cloud resource orchestration. And due to, I will just stop here and refer you to our research website for more information about Tropic. Thank you.
Questions?
So, Haibo, I'm curious, how could you detect the errors, and how can you differentiate a true error, just a lag, because you want to do some non-distant wide error, not migrations or some
can,
other.
Can you illustrate a bit more about the fake or?
The error detection.
Oh, error detection.
Yes.
So, error detection is usually represented in you using SSH to manipulate mm-hmm. the VM like star stop when this step fails, like returning an error message, Tropic will know and then roll back the transaction.
But what if the operations will not return any message but just HAN
respond? You brought a good point. So if the transaction hams like for a minute mm-hmm. when you do a VM migration, then Tropic provide other mechanisms I didn't cover in mm-hmm. this talk to like kill a transaction or terminate it. So you we can discuss this online, and you can read our paper for more details.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you very much.